Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 368, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Thy Zion, thou wast chosen, Lord, and thou wast said, I love her well. This is my constant resting place, and here will I delight to dwell. And what follows, Psalter 368, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 6, the verses 19 through 34. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Matthew 6, beginning with verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? And no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, and neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto a stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, and neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. John Liefting and Mr. and Mrs. Pete Niels and their families with the sudden death of Tanner Liefting of Chilliwack, British Columbia, at the age of 24 years in a traffic accident. Let us try to seek the Lord's blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we may still be in the land of the living. We may still have a place upon the earth. We may still see the sunshine. Then in this evening hour, then we may have a place in thy house. Then thou still maketh the difference. Family circles in our midst. They have received heavy tidings in this day, where so unexpectedly and suddenly a young husband, father, son, brother, grandson, and further family member has been ushered into eternity. His lot is forever cast. It is unchangeable. Lord, wilt thou uphold that mourning family, her, who at such a young age has become a widow, the two little children who have become half orphans, the parents who have lost the son, the siblings who have lost the brother, the grandparents, a grandson, and for the extended family, a further family member. Oh Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may remember, that thou may uphold the mourning family. May it please thee to place underneath thy everlasting arms this day, the day of tomorrow, and the days to come. Then thou wert speaking in a special way to that family circle. We humbly ask thee that thou may come in with the calling by the work of thy Spirit, because otherwise we can be shaken, We can be troubled, but sooner or later we shall continue on our pathway. And then also this solemn calling in the midst of the family circles, either a savor of life unto life or a savor of death unto death. How necessary the prayer of Moses, the man of God, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, and by nature, then it is always for someone else. But may it become reality by the work of thy Spirit, that we must die, and that we shall be called upon to appear before thee, and that we cannot appear, how terrible it shall be to have to appear with all our sins, and then to come in a place where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where prayer need not to be made, where hope shall never come. Lord, then many wounds have been reopened. Wilt thou remember and uphold all the mourning ones in our midst? We humbly ask thee that it may please thee in these solemn times to do a great work amongst us. Leave and forsake us not. Take not the candlestick of thy holy word from amongst us. We give thee so many reasons to do so. Wilt thou grant repentance and that turning unto thee? We humbly ask thee for a blessing upon thy word. For young and old in this evening, bless thy word in the church. Help the consistory to that end. And where another season of instruction shall commence, wilt thou help fathers and mothers to that end. And then thou wast given the gift of our Christian school, a help to that end, when in the day of tomorrow it hopes to commence, we may acknowledge thee that in the past 2 months that thou wast not taken one of the staff, the bus drivers, the students, any that labor in our school, taken away by the cold hand of death, but that thou wast spared all. We humbly ask thee to grant traveling mercies, mile after mile, trip after trip, and day after day. Remember the school board and their weighty and responsible task. We commend unto the administration. Remember all the staff and remember all the students. Remember the students, the little ones. When it shall be the first year, then there can be many fears, but make it all well. Lord, above all, when thy word may be daily opened, a calling upon thy holy name, wilt thou grant thy blessing that thy word may fall on well-prepared hearts by the work of thy Spirit, and that many among young and old may be converted by thee unto thee. May it be a year of thy sovereign good pleasure. May our school be carried upon the wings of prayer. We commend thy church unto thee over the length and the breadth of the earth. Wilt thou remember our congregation? We commend unto thee where there are different families contemplating to perhaps move elsewhere with the intent that thy church may be established. Wilt thou grant guidance, the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire? Wilt thou uphold the persecuted church, those that are called upon to give their life as a sacrifice for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ? Wilt thou grant them an easy death by true saving faith wrought by thy Spirit with her eyes upon thee? Remember mission work. Remember our mission field, thy servants and the team. Wilt thou remember the Jewish nation? May the veil be removed. Wilt thou remember all of our family circles? Wilt thou graciously supply our daily bread? Wilt thou grant that close, that dependent life, and that concerning our daily bread, that there may be those times that we may be given to experience thy special hand, and to become small, to become humble, with the heart to acknowledge thee, Lord, thou knowest, that a true acknowledgement, that is a gift which thy Son has merited for his people, and which is granted by the immediate working of thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou grant further opportunity to harvest what thou wast given to grow? We commend unto thee all the elderly ones, all the sick and afflicted ones, the circumstances, they are known unto thee. Remember the sick relatives. Remember the handicapped ones. Remember the difficulties of the mind. Bless the family circles, that love may abound, and that thy word may have authority. We commend unto thee a young couple with their planned marriage. Grant them a place at thy footstool. May they be given to beg of thee, that it may be a marriage for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Wilt thou grant unto all of our young people, may please thee, a future spouse with whom they may go through this time around the old truths and the old ways. Lord, wilt thou be our helper ever near? Wilt thou grant light? Wilt thou grant strength, love, compassion, and courage? May we be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people, where each time can be the last time. Lord, grant an ears to hear and hearts to perceive. Wilt thou dwell richly amongst us? Were that thirsting for thee the living God is still missed, wilt thou grant it in this day? And, O Lord, for those thirsty ones, thou hast promised that they shall be satisfied. Be then a wonder-doing God. Have nothing to plead upon. Our sins are great and manifold. We are an unworthy people, undeserving, can confess much with our lips, so indispensable that it is experienced in the heart, and that our eyes may be upon thee, Lord. To whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our transgressions, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 420, the stanzas 5 and 6. Let God be praised with reverence deep. He daily comes our lives to steep in bounties freely given. God cares for us. Our God is he who would not fear his majesty in earth as well as heaven. And what follows, Psalter 420, the stanzas 5 and 6. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 50, the question and answer 125, which is the fourth petition, answer, give us this day our daily bread, that is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. Lord's Day 50 speaks of the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread, with four thoughts. First, a petition for daily provision. Secondly, a petition of humble acknowledgement. Thirdly, a petition for the Lord's blessing. And fourthly, a petition of childlike trust. The fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. A petition for daily provision. A petition of humble acknowledgement. A petition for the Lord's blessing. And a petition of childlike trust. Thus first, a petition for daily provision. Beloved congregation, the first three petitions of the prayer which Christ has taught his church, they concern the honor of God's name and the coming of his kingdom. The fourth, the fifth, and the sixth petition, they are petitions for our needs. And then the first of those three, that is a petition concerning our daily needs. Then the question could be asked, why is now the petition concerning our daily needs placed before the petition of the forgiveness of our sins? Because we have heard out of Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. And we have heard by renewal of a young man, a husband, father, son, brother, grandson, and further family member, that in this day, that he has been ushered into eternity. And then congregation, with such tidings, then we do well to examine all of our lives. If it had now been announced in this evening, that it was you whom the Lord has ushered into eternity, where would your soul then be? Then the question is whether by free and sovereign grace, whether we have become a little lamb of that good shepherd, we need to be born again. Christ has said to Nicodemus in John 3 verse 3, except a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. May that truth, may that be impressed upon all of our hearts. And when we think of the solemnity of life and the certainty of death, then so often our people think of that never-ending eternity and how terrible it shall be to have to appear before the Lord with all our sins and then to be cast into that bottomless pit where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, where prayer need not to be made, and where hope shall never come. But may it please the Lord to impress upon our hearts the goodness of the Lord. Paul has written to the Romans in Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, and not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth to repentance. Thus the question word is written in Matthew 16, verse 26, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Then the fourth petition, we find the same in the Sermon on the Mount, that Christ has not overlooked the daily needs, the many cares, and what a cares there can be as fathers and mothers concerning this temporal life. Then in the Sermon on the Mount, Christ has first spoken of those 8 Beatitudes that we may be given to examine ourselves, whether we are excluded or included. Then Christ has stressed, accept your righteousness, in chapter 5, verse 20, exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes, ye cannot enter in. Then further in chapter 5, then Christ has spoken of the law. In Matthew 6, first prayer, then concerning treasures serving two masters. But all those disciples, they also had their daily cares. And to that end, we have read it together, where Christ has spoken so tenderly and so simply concerning the daily needs. Then there shall be those that say, but their Christ has spoken of the Heavenly Father concerning his children, the necessity that we are converted, that we are enrolled, school hopes to commence in the day of tomorrow. But young and old, we need by the work of the Spirit to be enrolled of the school of King Jesus. The fourth petition before the fifth and the sixth. Then we could mention a few reasons. Even our children can understand it. When we are sick, maybe boys and girls, maybe you are not so sick so often. Maybe hardly never. Then you have reasons to bow your knees tonight and say, Lord, thou hast given me remarkable strength, while other boys and girls, students, are sometimes sick, that I am quite healthy. But it can be when we are sick that we are so sick and so tired that we cannot even think about God and about our soul. Thus, if we think of a missionary and he would go to a poor country and people would be starving, and he was called to bring the gospel, then that people would say, but missionary, we are now so hungry. Could you first give us something to eat? And then we can better listen to the message that you shall bring. Then further, for the fulfillment, and does not mean when we are sick, the Lord also has a people when there may be sweet meditations, instruction. J.C. Philpott, not such a healthy man. Many times he was sick, and he has written that sometime he was so sick that he could not concentrate. But many a times when he was given to recover, that the Lord has come over with comfort and special instruction. But for the fulfillment of the first three petitions, then health and strength is necessary. Further, we are so earthly, and when we may be given to ask the Lord for temporal blessings, and we may receive them, that may give more freedom at the throne of grace to ask the Lord for spiritual blessings. What is the fourth petition? Give us this day our daily bread. Perhaps that word give, we must not understand it, that it is a word that we deserve it. But we must understand it is in the context of gratitude in our Heidelberg Catechism. And then for a child, our boys and girls can understand it. If you have a beggar that comes to your house, then he must knock on the door. But a son and daughter does not have to knock on the door. But when a meal is prepared, then you walk into the house and have a place around about the table. Thus that word, not a demand, but then the instructors have explained it in very few words. But be pleased to provide, and that is of thy infinite mercy, thy goodness. We do not have anything to plead upon, undeserved. Our sins are great and manifold, and with a confession, Lord, such unthankful creatures, for common mercies. May that become our guilt, our sin, all needs to be washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is be pleased to provide us with all things, even the smallest things, for the body. When we read that word necessary, may we now only ask the Lord for bare necessities, or may we be given to ask the Lord for a little more. When you have a father and mother with children, sometimes they ask for special things. Let us only mention Hannah. Oh, the desire of Hannah as wife, that she would become fruitful and receive a son. We would say, not an absolute necessity, a great privilege, a great blessing. The Lord remembered the barren ones, but the Lord was well pleased with that prayer. But concerning that special asking in the context of the first three petitions and how that is shone through and that petition of Hannah, if it was a little son, that it would be one for the Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. What are we to understand by bread? By that term bread, then we must not understand, boys and girls, a loaf of bread, although that already has much to say. Because for a loaf of bread, then much has to take place. The farmer has to sow the wheat. The Lord has to grant germination, sunshine, rain. Then in our day, we need factories to produce the machinery, mechanics to fix it. The grain needs to be harvested, needs to be trucked, needs to come in the mill, needs to be baked, brought to the store. Thus already that term bread, that includes much. But that word bread, that refers to all the necessities that we and our children need to come through the time. When we consider the Lord's Prayer, then the words me and I are not found. Give us. Thus that speaks its charitable spirit. In Galatians 6 verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. In Acts 20 verse 35, it is written, it is better to give than to receive. And in Proverbs 11 verse 25, he that watereth shall be watered himself, and the liberal soul shall be made fat. Thus not only for self, for the family circles, for the congregation, for our neighbor. Secondly, a petition of humble acknowledgement. And then the instructors have continued, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good. The instructors are stressing that by means of this petition, that we come in a dependent and trusting way, acknowledging that every gift comes from above. As I read in James 1 verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of a turning. And the psalmist has declared in Psalm 50 verse 10, that every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 10,000s. And in Psalm 24, that the earth belongeth to the Lord. Thus in this petition, when we may come, give us this day our daily bread, then we are acknowledging that the Lord is the fountain, and a fountain, if we have a well, then it is very possible that such a well runs dry, but our instructors have spoken of a fountain that may continue to supply. Oh, when we think of Joseph, the Zephaniah Penina, the revealer of secrets and the savior of the world, then those storehouses, oh, the brothers of Joseph and their children and the people in Egypt, they have beheld those large storehouses, that they were full of grain. And now in this petition, then in a simple and a humble way, then the petitioner, then he is acknowledging and then he is honoring the Lord. Ah, then such a one is saying, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast everything in thy hands. And so give us this day our daily bread, that we thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good. That implies thanksgiving. And young and old, must we not confess that we take so much for granted? Many things that we find so normal concerning this petition, concerning our daily bread, I do not think that it has happened, boys and girls, that your father and mother has ever told you, children, the cupboards are empty. It's all gone. Nothing for tomorrow. Oh, let us try to bend our knees and ask the Lord whether he will supply. Happened in former days. There are people in this day that had nothing to eat. Fathers and mothers with crying children who do not know where their next meal shall come from. How privileged we are above so many upon the face of the earth. But where does it bring us? Are there times that we may be given to be wondered, that the tears may flow? Given to be wondered the Lord's goodness, that he still supplies? Oh, it is true. Many cares in the family circle cost a lot to raise a family. Give us this day our daily bread. But now that thanksgiving, how is it, young and old? Concerning our meals, so many in the world, they resemble animals, even worse. Because when you feed animals, you look closely, still little tokens that they are glad. If you think of the birds, Martin Luther has said, he fed sparrows on his windowsill, and then after they have eaten, they went to sit in the tree. They have sung the praises of the Lord, and then they have tucked their head under their feathers and went to sleep. Alas, in our day, many do not pray before their meals, neither do they give thanks. Give us this day our daily bread. And where does it bring us, congregation? The Lord's gifts, the Lord's blessings. Does it bring us closer to God's word? Or with our prosperity, do we depart further from the word and grieve the Lord even more? We read those solemn words in Ecclesiastes 5 verse 13. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. We think of a Haman with all our blessings. Let us not forget our soul. A Haman, a beautiful banquet prepared, but the gallows were made already where he would soon hang. May all the blessings of the Lord, may it bind us closer to God's holy word, seeking that one thing needful, our third thought, a petition for the Lord's blessing. Let us first sing Psalter 359, the four stanzas. Unless the Lord the house shall build, the weary builders toil in vain. Unless the Lord the city shield, the guards a useless watch maintain. And what follows, 359, the four stanzas. The fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. A petition for daily provision. A petition of humble acknowledgement. And now thirdly, a petition for the Lord's blessing. And then we read that neither our care nor industry and nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. Give us this day our daily bread. Then concerning that word our, that is bread that is gained by diligent labors, by honesty and much exertion. After our deep fall, the Lord has said to Adam that he must labor in the sweat of his face. And nevertheless, what a blessing and what a privilege when the Lord grants health and strength that we may labor, know perfection, and that the Lord also grants joy concerning those labors. There are those on account of physical disabilities, difficulties of the mind, that they cannot labor. That word our, that speaks of a child right, because for the true child of God, for those lambs and for those sheep, then the good shepherd has purchased his people for body and for soul, and he has also merited those temporal blessings, that they are blessings of the covenant. And what a blessing when a child of God may be led into the depths of those mysteries, our bread, a childlike right, our bread by renewal that includes our neighbor. And now it speaks, and that neither our care nor industry. That implies that there needs to be care and industry. And boys and girls, then also fitting instruction. When in the day of tomorrow, this time of year, that a season of instruction begins. And then we have heard it in the last Lord's Day, concerning the third petition, and that also speaks to students concerning our work, riding on the bus, our efforts, that so everyone may attend to and perform the duties of a station and calling as willingly, as faithfully, as the angels do in heaven. Do you hear it, students? That on the bus, that you obey and make it easy for your bus driver, that for your bus driver it may be a joy to pick you up in the morning and to bring you safely home under the Lord's blessing at night. But also an impression of this Lord's Day that does not only speak to older people, that neither our care nor industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. And the Lord has given unto the one more talents, more gifts than other ones. For some children, the studies are easy. For the other ones, they are more difficult. And then for the children, there are kindergarten students that hope to go to school. And maybe those students, they can have many worries, many fears. Even before they go to school, they can say, "Mother, I think I shall fail." But then, boys and girls, then this petition that is also for you concerning your schoolwork, that you may be given to ask the Lord for wisdom, for understanding, that the Lord may grant us help, that you may be obedient to your teachers, that it may be a good year. But when we speak, and that neither our care, nor industry, nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing, we have sung together out of Psalm 127, that it is the Lord that must bless all our efforts. The efforts in the home, the mothers and children, the efforts at work, on the field, wherever we are called to be, and that with all our labors, we are so quick when it goes well. Are there people that have trouble with it, Nebuchadnezzar? Because when he looked over that large city of Babylon, is this not the Babylon that I have built? But what a blessing it is also when the Lord prospers us, that we have an impression, our dependency, and that everything must come from above. When we think further of those words, nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. When we think of food and drink, how often do we thank the Lord for our appetite, for our taste? There are many upon the world, when you visit hospitals, many after surgery, sicknesses, allergies, you can multiply it out. Then you can place the most delicious meal before them. And then they say, "Put it away, because I have no appetite." To that end, in Dutch, most of our boys and girls, they do not know Dutch, but maybe you have heard it, that in Holland many times they say, "Eet smakelijk," eat heartily. And it has become a custom. But for a person that has been sick, a person that has a weak stomach, a person that has many allergies, then those words, they receive more meaning. And at the end in Holland, goeie bekomst, that the food may sit well. For people that have many difficulties of the stomach, then those words, they also receive value. Oh, congregation, do we not take so much for granted? And therefore the instructors, they have stressed the blessing of the Lord. Our forethought, a petition of childlike trust. And therefore, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures. It's not mean we are dependent, not dependent upon one another. Does not mean we may ask our fellow man for help, but to be given to see in all matters, even when our fellow man may help, that it is the Lord's doing. And therefore they have stressed that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures, to give an example, in 1 Kings 17, we read of that widow of Zarephath, where the prophet Elijah has come and asked that she would bake a cake, and she was given to confess, gathering a stick to bake one cake, and then she and her son would die. But then the prophet Elijah, then he has told that widow that the meal in the barrel would not fail, and also the oil in the cruse. What a dishonor it would be to the Lord if that widow had now secretly, because afraid that the Lord would not remain a faithful God, if that widow now had went to her neighbor and said, "Neighbor, can you give me some flour and some oil that I might put in my cupboard in case that the barrel and the cruse is not replenished the next morning?" That would not be to the honor of God and our congregation. We can speak of these things easily when the Lord grants sufficient, when the Lord blesses us, but when it is tried, when it is tested, then it becomes a different matter. Asaph and Psalm 23, given to look at the wicked, seems no trouble. And he had trouble, it seemed, every morning until he went into the sanctuary and then he became a beast. Then he was given to see the end of the wicked and the blessed portion of the child of God. Concerning this Lord's Day, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in Thee, then that excludes insurance and vaccination. Clear language from the instructors concerning this Lord's Day, then we also do well to examine how we use our gifts. Do we sometimes have a struggle with it? How much for self and our family? How much for the poor? And how much for the Lord's cause? We must not understand this answer that we may not save for a rainy day. Think of Joseph and the 7 years of plenty. We have a rational mind, and especially young people, may you be given to be frugal when you are young, when you are single, when we are studying, not always so easy, but that we do not spend it foolishly and in sinful things. Because when the Lord in His providence gives you a family, then it shall be needed. Then also waste. The Lord Jesus Christ, when He has fed the 5,000 and the 4,000, then at the end He has commanded that the leftovers may be gathered, that none would go to waste. Thus also in that respect, we are called to be frugal, to use what the Lord gives wisely and not to spend foolishly. Give us this day our daily bread, a petition for our temporal needs. They are great. They are manifold. There can be those special needs. And then what a blessing that the Lord has given this petition, that we may tell the Lord all our needs. Sometimes they can be very great and very desperate. And then what a privilege of praying a dependent life, when we may experience that the Lord indeed does supply out of his fullness. David, he has declared in Psalm 37, verse 25, I have been young, I have become old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed seeking bread. And Peter has written to the church, casting all thy care upon him, for he careth for thee. That is the blessed portion of the sheep of the good shepherd. With all our daily needs, may we be given to seek first the kingdom of heaven, and that it may be our prayer that that daily supply the gifts of the Lord, the goodness, that it may bring us to that repentance on our knees and the pardoning of our sins also concerning this petition. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day, and yet a few words to speak. Well, to be the after preacher, we may commence another week by renewal. Then we commend our school unto thee. Gather tomorrow morning, grant tomorrow morning, that we may gather with them and give a few words to speak, and may thy word be blessed. By renewal we commend unto thee the mourning families, do uphold and remember them, Lord. We humbly ask thee that in this week that thou may keep us under thy kind care and under thy good protection. Then we shall be safe. Remember the mothers in the home with the children. Remember on the way. Remember at work, wherever we are called to be, Lord. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation? Bring us now safely to our homes. Wilt thou graciously watch over us in this night? Give rest for body and for mind. That is also included in the petition. Give us this day our daily bread, and in the day of tomorrow, strength, courage, for the labors, the place where thou hast placed us. Wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins also of this day? In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 101, the stanzas 2-5. I have not seen those since my youth, full many years have fled, the saint forsaken nor beheld his children begging bread, and what follows, Psalter 101, the stanzas 2-5. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.